We're about to talk about the roads right now, because the federal court has thrown out an application to stop the introduction of those controversial changes to owner truck driver minimum rates. These are the new rules for truckies. And it means that the contractor driver minimum payments are in effect as of now. These are the changes put forward by the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal, which could put more than 35,000 self-employed truck drivers out of business. Their safe rates means that these mum and dad owners will see the cost of delivery increase by 15 to 30% above the market rate charged by bigger transport companies. So while mums and dads will be forced to increase their cost by 15 to 30%, the big boys keep on doing what they want. It's pretty much a green light for bigger truck companies to undercut the little guys on price. Now, Judith Sloan writes in The Australian today that under the Competition and Consumer Act, such a price-fixing cartel is prohibited. She went on to say, sadly, we haven't heard a squeak from recently appointed ACCC Chairman Rod Sims. Well, Rod Sims is on the line. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. Why haven't we heard from you on this?
Oh, because, Ben, look, let me say two things, Ben. One is I understand why Judith made the point. I understand the competition implications of this decision and the concerns you just outlined, but this is just really not in any way caught by our Act, Ben. There's absolutely nothing the ACCC can do here for two reasons, Ben. One is that the tribunal its decisions are just not covered by the Act. It's an act of a government tribunal. It's not caught by the government carrying on business provision. So its decisions are just clearly sitting outside the Act. And secondly, price fixing under our Act requires an agreement between competitors. That is, competitors sit there and agree to price fix. A tribunal setting the price is not cartel activity.
So the price fixing on this occasion has not been done by the operators, but by the Road Safety Remuneration Tribunal.
That's right. That's exactly right, Ben. And because of that, it's just quite clearly, on any reading, not part of the Act. Now, I know that sounds
all right,
strange.
Forget the Act for a moment. Can I ask you, as the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission boss, the chairman, someone who believes in the arguments put forward when it comes to competition and the benefits to consumers when competition is in place, what do you think about a situation where mum and dad operators are forced to increase their cost by 15 to 30%, but the bigger transport companies can keep on doing what they're doing right now?
Well, Ben, again, I'll say two things if I could. One is I can see and are concerned by the implications here for prices, because obviously if as you say, and this is not an area I know a lot about, but if as you say, these people are providing good prices to the market and those prices are going to have to be raised, then that causes serious concerns in any market where the low price people who are putting some discipline on the market are less able to do that.
Can you imagine a hamburger shop where all of a sudden the authorities come along and say, now listen, McDonald's is going to be able to keep their prices exactly where they are, but you're going to have to increase the cost of your burgers. Can you imagine that ever happening? It wouldn't happen.
I understand, Ben. My second point was going to be that it's hard as one regulator to be opining on the views of another regulator. I mean, I'm not in their shoes knowing all the things they're considering, but what I do say is I can see your concerns, and from a purely competition point of view, I accept it's very worrying. But unfortunately, Ben, it's outside our Act. If it was inside our Act, we'd be in there with our ears pinned back. But
saying this afternoon, though, is that you do have serious concerns about this.
From a competition point of view, Ben, let me put it this way: there's obviously aspects of all this that the ACCC has no involvement in, and so we can't comment on the wider circumstances. But from a purely competition point of view, I agree, it looks extremely worrying.
Thank you so much for your time.
Good on you, Ben.
Rod Sims, Chairman of the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission.